We're in a country village out in Ishpeming, right behind McDonald's and stuff there in the complex, right across from Ace Hardware. Easy to get to, right on the road. Just pull in, plenty of parking and everything. So, it's just an easy stop. And boy, I tell you, it's just, I had a couple guys in yesterday and they're just like, man, this is just the neatest meat store there ever is.
You've got stuff like you brought in today that is a little bit different than just, you know, chops and cuts and whatever. What do you got?
Yeah, you know, we are a, you know, Smokehouse Glen, you know, the top quality meats and stuff like that. But, you know, we've got all sorts of things with to add flavor to your meals and spices and sea salts and stuff like that. But these olive oils and these balsamic vinegars and stuff that I've gotten into, just something, you know. I mean, I brought a couple of them in. This is a wild Cascadian raspberry white balsamic vinegar.
Say that again.
A wild Cascadian raspberry balsamic vinegar, white balsamic vinegar. And just, you know, these things are just, and you got, I mean, I've got close to 60 flavors.
Wow. That's really good. But the intensity of it, because I'm having a little sip here, of course, I mean, because it's not you know, but if you, I could just see using this for, you know, either a marinade or just on something on the grill.
Yeah. Marinating it, using it on salads, using on some fruit salads and stuff. I mean, really we've got little cards that help you out with the stuff, because it's truly, you know, almost limitless as to what you can do with this stuff and you know, what you can flavor up with it and everything. It's just, you got to come in and try it.
Yeah.
And it's just, we have all the flavors there, all the ones that you can taste and see and everything. And
okay,
we can help you out.
This
is a black cherry dark balsamic vinegar. And, you know, we have the white balsamics. And
that's totally different.
I like that though.
Yeah. That aroma is totally different.
Yeah. And these, you know, we, as with anything that I have in the store, I mean, we do research and, you know, I want to have the best. And this stuff, without a doubt,
this is
the best in the world. Believe me.
This is what?
This one? The black cherry.
Balsamic.
Dark balsamic.
Yeah.
This on chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put this on chicken, put it on the grill.
Then. Yeah.
You know, put your chicken in this.
Just
even add a little bit.
Added nice flavor to it.
Even if you kind of poke the chicken a little, so it got infused in there.
Get a little bit to soak in.
This one with chicken. The other one was like I could see on a salad, but I could also see it with, if you were working with a piece of red meat, a steak or something like that, to give it a little something.
Yep.
Or like if you're working with a ground beef and you wanted to put something different in there. But this for chicken would be, or on salad too, of course,
if you like salad. Just like, you know, your mind is playing, you know, around with it, Walt. I mean, that's what you have to do with these things, because I can taste them and say, oh my gosh, I got to put this on.
I got to try this on.
You know, and you can picture it in your mind and stuff. We're exclusive to this, you know, in the whole UP. Upper Peninsula Olive Oils is our brand. We bottle them right in the store, and you know, they're fabulous. I mean,
why did you decide to do this? Because I mean, you talk about it being like a meat store and that sort of thing. You don't always think about like olive oil. I may see olive oil for sauteing and things like that, but I mean, you know, why did you get into the vinegars and everything?
As I said, you know, I mean, I love playing with the flavors. You know, we make all our own sausages and, you know, jerky and snack sticks and you know, all these different flavors that I've had the seasonings and stuff and the sea salts and stuff. It was a few years back now and stuff, but you know, I got into these olive oils and vinegars and stuff, and it just blew my mind.
Now this is obviously looks like an olive oil.
That's an olive
type
oil
that you have here.
That's Todd's Harissa olive oil.
Oh,
this is the stuff you like, boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Got a little heat to it and stuff, you know. You can use it, you know, marinating, cooking stuff. I think you use it for cooking eggs. Your eggs in. Yeah. And that's what, you know, a lot of the hot
ones. I wasn't sure we were going to try that.
You know,
I love it.
It's olive oil. It's a nice, smooth, you know, clean olive oil, but it's got some harissa pepper. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man.
That's an African pepper.
When you cook eggs in that, you put a little in the pan, you know, and cook eggs in there.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
Smokehouse is with us today.
Smokehouse Glen's in the country village in Ishpeming.
I've got certificates too, Walt. They can call and get them.
But, you know, back to the oils and the vinegars real quick. When I got into this, it was like, I just was, like I say, I was blown away. You know, the flavors, I you know, researched where to get them from and got it all set up.
Yeah.
And in my original order, I mean, I probably 15, 20 flavors.
Yeah.
I got 60. right now. And I just, you know, I keep looking at all these and got to have more. We're open from 10 till 6, Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. So 7 days a week. We're there for you.
Okay.
You know, give us a call, 485-4220. Stop out. Really worth seeing the store and trying some of these olive oils and vinegars and seasonings. And we always have samples of the sausages out and everything. So, and, you know, I think, as you know, I work with B-Dog's Barbecue and, you know, supply him with his meat out there at Michigami Shores. And, you know, stop out there, have some of his stuff. He does a great job smoking everything. So, and we're just, we can help you.
Yeah, you have a lot of these on sample and everything. You can taste these olive oils, vinegars, everything.
Vinegars, everything. All of the 60 different flavors you can try. I have them all in cruets. The cups are right there.
Great.
You can taste any one of them that you want.
All right.
We get people come in and spend a lot of time tasting.
I'm sure they do.